All right, well, again, kind of feel like we're back in the division here, second time around against Denver. You know, it's a team that we've had a, you know, great rivalry with, and, you know, obviously they're the number one seed. They're the best team we've played this year. Done a great job, starting with, you know, at the top with John and, you know, Matt Russell, personnel, obviously Coach Kubiak, Wade, you know, they've all really done a great job of the organization, putting it together. A lot of great players, great coaches. They've had a great year. And number one seed beat us earlier in the year. So we know we're going to need our best game Sunday. That's what we're working toward, make sure we do everything in preparation and execution the very best it can be. So that's, I think that's what it's going to take. So excited to be in the game. Great challenge, great opportunity. And we're looking forward to it. But we know how tough Denver is, and they're a very resilient team. They've been through a lot of tough situations this year, a lot of close games, three overtime wins. You know, been down, came back like they did against us a couple other times. So we know they're physically and mentally tough, and they're led by a lot of great players on both sides of the ball and in the kicking game. So a lot of challenges for us here.
Bill, I'm wondering how important to you dictating tempo and rhythm is, especially to start a game against the Broncos. You did very well against the Chiefs on Saturday. You were able to accomplish that. In your mind, how important are those two things?
Well, not as important as points. So, name of the game is to score and not give them up. So that's what's important. So however that happens, that's what I'm for.
Will you walk through today or hold a normal practice, and what are the benefits of moving the practice inside, which we don't see too often over the course of the year?
Yeah, we got some things we want to get accomplished today. We laid out kind of the week what we're going to do, and so you know, we're going to do what we think is best this week to have our team ready to go on Sunday. So that's the structure of the whole week.
Coach, can you address the difficulties of playing on the road? You obviously play all year hoping to get as many home games as possible. Is the difficulty mainly crowd noise, end of travel routine, and is Denver any worse than travel?
We plan where they're scheduled, so where we're scheduled to play, we show up and play and compete. That's all we do.
Are there any particular difficulties, though, playing on the road versus at home?
We're going to show up and play it.
Bill, you likened it to a division game, seeing a team second time around. From your experience going against Wade Phillips' defenses, how much has he changed up in the second meeting? And did you notice a difference between the Pittsburgh game first time around for them and the second game?
Definitely. I mean, look, Wade's a great coach. He's one of the great, great defensive coaches, you know, in the league over the past, you know, really 40-some years, 40 years, whatever long it's been. And he does a great job, does what he needs to do. You know, if he needs to change, he'll change. If he doesn't need to change, he won't. But regardless of what he does, you know, he stops people. He doesn't get up a lot of points. They turn the ball over. You know, they play great situational defense. And, I mean, that's the way it's been ever since he's coached defense. As long as I can remember through the National Football League, you know, all the different places that he's been, we've played against him in multiple spots as a head coach, as a coordinator. But the thing in common is that his defenses always play well. They're always well prepared. They're hard to run against, they're hard to throw against, they turn the ball over, and they play smart situational football. So he's got a lot of different tools in his bag. Whichever ones he decides to use, we've got to be ready for and deal with. So I'm sure he'll make whatever adjustments he feels like he needs to make, and they'll be challenging for us. They always are.
Hi, Bill. I'm curious, when you watch Sunday against Pittsburgh, how much of what you saw from Peyton Manning was what you've seen throughout his career, and how much was the Kubiak offense?
I mean, I don't know. We got to be ready for Denver. That's their coaching staff, their players, their great players, and whatever it is they decide to do. So that's what we're going to prepare for. Peyton's a great player. He's had, you know, we had tremendous battles against him through the years. There's no player off our team that I have any more respect for than Peyton Manning. So, you know, his preparation, his consistency, his skills. I would never, ever, ever underestimate him under any circumstances.
Bill, kind of along the same lines, how different is Denver's offense with Peyton as opposed to Osweiler, who you saw in the first game? How different are the things that they do, I guess?
They're pretty. They have good variety in their offense. Again, Coach Kupiak's, you know, a great coach. He's had a lot of success against everybody, moving the ball, running, passing, play action, whatever it happens to be. So whatever they decide to do is out of our control. We have to defend it. We have to be ready for a lot of things. So, and I don't know what percentage of what's going to be. Whatever it is, we have to deal with it. So we'll prepare for what they've done, things we think they might do, whether they've shown them or not, and, you know, we'll go out and play the game.
Bill, how do the Broncos use Emmanuel Sanders, and is it similar to, you know, Edelman on your team, where it's, you know, if you guard them one-on-one, you're asking for trouble?
Well, I mean, they've got two great receivers. You know, they're both tough matchups. I mean, they have a good look. They have good skill players, period. But, you know, with Sanders and Thomas in particular, you know, they've gotten a lot of production from both those guys, and they use them in a lot of different ways. I don't think it's any – it's kind of like you can just take away one thing. They're both great catch and run players. They can both beat you on intermediate routes, comebacks, in cuts, in a slim post, things like that. And then they're both great down the field with vertical routes, double moves, or just deep patterns, goes, post corners, things like that. So they can threaten you at all levels of the defense, and that's what makes them a problem. It's not just one thing.
Bill, DeMarcus Ware didn't play the last time you played him in late November. I'm just wondering, in your eyes, what he brings, what element he brings besides just being a great pass rusher.
Yeah, I mean, he's another good defensive player. You know, they got a lot of them at that position. They got Barrett, they got Ray. You know, McCray's played for him, obviously Von Miller. So, and they got five guys they play out there, and they've all been productive. They're all good. You know, when he was out, Barrett came in and played, Ray played. And obviously, Miller's good. So Ware's good. They're all good.
Coach, Belichick coach players are notorious for not giving the other team bulletin board material. The other team has given what some might consider some this week. Have you used anything that those guys said as motivation, or have you even told your players to ignore that stuff?
Yeah, we're focused on the Denver Broncos in the game. So all the rest of it is a bunch of hot air.
Coach, you just comment on Patrick Chung's contributions late in the season and into the playoffs.
Well, Pat's been solid for us all year. He's done a really good job. All the things we've asked him to do, playing a kicking game, pass defense, tackling, run force. He's been a really consistent, dependable guy. Same as last year. He's one of our steadiest, and he's a critical matchup player for us. Seems like every week, and that's why he's here. He does a good job in all those situations.
Bill, you've had to overcome injuries and deal with them throughout the season like any other year, and you always have to move on when a player goes down. But considering Jerod Mayo's continued resilience to come back from two season-ending injuries to get back in the lineup this year and now to have to place him on injured reserve, how does that resonate personally for you, considering his productivity in this organization as long as he's been here?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I feel bad for Jerod. Nobody's worked harder than he has. And I know how disappointed he is, and we all are. And I personally am, because I've seen the hard work that he's put in. So it's very unfortunate.
Bill, talk about just how variable, I guess, the offense can be with Peyton Manning and how he can change things at the line. I'm wondering what you've seen from how they've used their tight ends and maybe how that allows them to change things up on a snap-to-snap basis.
Yeah, well, they use everybody. I mean, tight ends, backs, receivers, multiple personnel groups. They've been in, 13, 12, 11, some other variations with a lot of formation variations as well. So they do what they need to do. If they see a weakness, they exploit it. So I don't think you can, think that just because they haven't done something or just because they look, if they see it's there, then, they're going to hit you with it, whether they've shown it or not. So you've got to be sound, you got to be disciplined, To a certain extent, you have to be balanced, because if you're, you know, give them an obvious weakness, then they'll kill you with that, regardless of what their tendencies are. So I don't say they don't have a lot of tendencies. Coach Kubiak does a great job of that. They're well balanced. They do, you know, they do things in a very, very balanced way. They obviously do a great job of self scouting, and you know, you got to defend everything.
And said Saturday after the game he was disappointed that he had a couple drops, but he did have 100 passing yards. You know what he did in the game. I don't need to tell you that. I'm wondering, what is it about Edelman that he can miss time, come back, and almost step back into the role he had?
Well, I mean, Julian's an experienced player, and, you know, he's taken a lot of snaps with us. You know, even though he didn't you know, play at the end of the season and with the bye week and all that, you know, he had an opportunity to get some time back in there. But, you know, that being said, I'd expect him to be better this week than last week with the extra time and the extra amount of, you know, timing and work with our offense and the quarterback and so forth. So, you know, hopefully it'll continue to improve with him and other players that fall into that similar category.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Brady's next.